弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with all of you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天讲到的题目是当赞美遇见苦水。
Today we will talk about when praise meets bitter water.
我们今天讲到的经文呢是出埃及记的第十五章。
And our scripture from today will be from Exodus chapter 15.
回想一下，在你过往的年日里面，你听到过别人做信仰的见证，哪一次是你最感动的？
Recall into your past, which one was the most influential,
moving, touching,
which one was the most touching
faith testimony?
Testimony you have heard?
十几年前呢，我去听过有一个年轻的弟兄做见证。
About a dozen years ago, I heard a very moving testimony from a young brother.
这个人的名字叫做利克胡哲。
This person is called Nick Vujicic.
哎呀，我记得很清楚，他出场的时候呢，是别人抱着他像抱一个婴儿一样出来，把他放在讲台上面有一个桌子上面。
I remember very clearly when he entered the stage, someone held him like a baby and put him on this table.
利克弟兄呢，他是澳大利亚人。
Brother Nick is from Australia.
他生下来的时候呢，不能说完全没有四肢，但是几乎跟没有一样。
When he was born, you cannot say he was missing all four limbs, but he basically was.
但是呢，当他出场的时候，他还没有开口。
But when he entered the stage, he has not talked yet.
我看见他发自内心的这样的喜乐的微笑。
But I did see his smile that comes from deep within his heart.
那已经是一个强有力的见证了。
And that in of itself was a strong enough testimony.
在整个这个见证布道会里面呢，他没有讲他的悲惨。
Within the entirety of the testimony, he did not talk about his suffering.
他没有怨天尤人。
He did not blame the world.
Blame heaven and people.
Yeah, basically blame the world.
他没有给我们倒苦水。
He did not give us bitter water.
他整场讲的呢是，他赞美神多么的美好，多么的伟大。
And the entire testimony was about how he praised the Lord and how beautiful it was.
后来我们了解到呢，他不是一开始就是这样。
And after a while, we learned that he wasn't always like this.
他在童年的时候，他也曾经痛苦过，他也甚至是尝试过自杀。
In his youth, he has been through very bitter moments, and he has thought of suicide.
但他后来呢，认识了耶稣，跟随了耶稣。
But later on, he met Jesus, and he got to know Jesus.
他生命的关注点，那个焦点不一样了。
And the focus of his life changed.
很多时候，我们其实很容易关注到我们自己，我们的生命中遇到的困难，遇到的这样的苦难。
Many times we focus too much on the difficulties within our own lives.
但是呢，这个利克弟兄告诉我，我们的这个关注点要在神身上。
But Brother Nick told us that our focus point needs to be on the Lord.
如果说我们每个人都有资格去埋怨别人，甚至是埋怨神，利克更有资格。
If All of us has the qualifications to put blame on the Lord, then Brother Nick has even more of a reason to.
如果我们遇到这样的不公平啊，我们就自暴自弃，破罐子破摔，立刻他更有资格。
If we unleash our temper, because of injustice, then Brother Nick has even more of a reason to.
如果我们觉得命运对我不公，我就应该在痛苦中过完一生，立刻更有资格。
If we think that we have so much misery and that we should live a life of misery, then Nick certainly could have thought that as well.
但是他选择了赞美。
But he chose to praise.
他赞美神。
He praised the Lord.
在那个我们觉得最没有这个赞美条件的情况下，他去赞美神。
And under the most hopeless situation,He chose to praise the Lord.
神也大大的使用他，他在世界各地呢，用他的生命去做见证，很多人因着他呢，这个归向了耶稣基督。
And the Lord used him, And as he went across the world giving testimonies, he brought many people to the Lord.
他自己说呢，如果神连他这样一个没有四肢的人都可以使用的话，神更可以去使用啊我们所有的人。
And he says, if the Lord can use somebody almost without any limbs, then the Lord most certainly can use all of us.
后来我就一直关注他的生活，关注他的事工。
So I followed his ministry and his life.
后来呢，很高兴的知道有一个健康的、美丽的年轻姊妹爱上了他。后来他们结婚，过上这个幸福的生活，有了健康、美丽的小宝宝，而且支持他在世界各地继续的做这样的事工。
And I'm very happy to know that, he later on got married with a sister who, was
healthy,
not disabled, and very beautiful. And later on, they went and had beautiful children as well.
好的，我们一起来做一个开始的祷告。
Now let's pray.
感谢阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵宝会使我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, we thank you.
感谢你赐给我们这样一个清爽的早晨，好，让我们可以来到你的脚前，我们来听你的话语。
We thank you for a cool morning in which we can come before you and praise you.
主啊，求你此时此刻，你就按照你的应许，你临在我们中间，你的圣灵就充满我们每一个人。
Lord, have your Holy Spirit fill all of us.
主啊，真的是把你的智慧，把你的这样的带领，把你的生命就浇灌在我们每一个人里面。
Lord, lead us and give us our wisdom.
你完全的得着我们，让我们活在你的里面。
And may you allow us to live within you.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, thank you. Your children pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们之前学习到呢，这个神带领以色列人出了埃及地。
Previously, we learned that the Lord brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
本来呢，大概三天或者一个星期就可以从最近的路到了应许的迦南美地。
Originally, the distance between them and the land of Canaan was about 三天？
三天或者一
天。About like a 3-day or a 7-day journey.
可是呢，神呢，带领他们走这个红海的道路。
But the Lord led them.The way of the Red Sea.
后来他们遇到呢，前面有红海，后面有追兵，在一个最危急的时刻。
And they got into a dangerous situation where they had the Red Sea in front of them and the chasing troops behind them.
后来呢，神呢就分开了红海，让他们从那里安全的过去。
And thus the Lord split the Red Sea for them to safely go across.
我们看这个第十五章呢，前半部分就是以色列人他们去歌唱，去赞美神。
We look at chapter 15, and the entire first half is them praising the Lord.
当这个我们的被生命被喜乐充满的时候，去歌唱好像是一个很自然的一种流露表达。
And when our lives are filled with joy and happiness, it almost seems natural for us to burst out in song.
但是我们看到这个十五章的后半部分，仅仅过了三天之后，他们又开始埋怨。
But we see that in merely 3 days, in the second half of the chapter, they began to grumble.
又开始恐惧，又开始担心、焦虑。
They again became fearful.
我们今天讲到呢，分成三个部分。
Today, we will split our sermon into 3 sections.
第一部分呢，是救赎带来诗歌。
The first part is redemption gives us a song.
第二部分呢，是诗歌启示神是谁。
The second part is the song reveals who God is.
第三部分呢，是从红海到马拉。
And part 3 will be from the Red Sea to Marah.
我们起来读十五章的一节。
Let's read chapter 15, verse 1.
那时，摩西和以色列人向耶和华唱歌说，我要向耶和华歌唱，因他大大战胜，将马和骑马的投在海中。
Then Moses and the Israelites sang the song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted, both horse and driver. He has hurled into the sea.
以色列人刚刚经历了一个神非常奇妙的伟大的作为。
The Israelites just experienced a great feat that was created by the Lord.
那是一个神迹。
It was a miracle.
然后这个时候呢，因为神给他们带来这样的胜利，给他们拯救，他们由内而外发自内心的去歌唱。
And because the Lord brought this kind of victory upon them, They sang out of the bottom of their hearts.
去赞美耶和华神。
To praise the Lord.
第二节我们一起来读。
Let's read verse 2.
耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。这是我的神，我要赞美他。是我父亲的神，我要尊崇他。
I want to hear the English speakers read this. Okay. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him.
这里呢说耶和华是我的力量，诗歌，拯救，我的神，然后说我要赞美他，我要尊崇他。
Here it says, the Lord is my strength, my salvation, defense, and I will honor him, and I will praise him.
这里呢我们一起来学习一个希伯来文的单词。
And let's learn a Hebrew letter here.
Word.
Word.
就是拯救。
And that is to save.
这个希伯来文怎么读呢？读作耶稣啊。
And the Hebrew word is Yeshua.
是拯救的意思。
And this means to save.
这个耶稣啊，在我们这个基督徒平时用的语言里面，有没有哪另外一个词跟这个听起来很像？
And in our Christian vocabulary, is there a similar word to this word Yeshua?
有人说是耶稣的名字。
And some people say 耶稣。
那个这个约书亚也是从这个词来的。
And the word Joshua is also derived from this word.
那么这个耶稣啊，其实就是耶稣的名字。
And in reality, Yeshua is the name of Jesus.
其实中文的这个耶稣的这个翻译呢，比英文 Jesus 还更靠近、更接近这个原文的发音。
And the pronunciation in Chinese, Yesu, is in fact very close.
那么为什么耶稣有这样一个名字呢？因为他就是我们最终的拯救。
And why does Jesus have this name? That's because he is our ultimate salvation.
我们先来读第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
耶和华是战士，他的名是耶和华。
The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name.
这里呢，用一个拟人的手法，把我们的神呢，描述是一个战场上的勇士。
And here, the Lord is described to be a warrior.
他是这样的勇敢，这样的有力量，他为以色列人带来了胜利。
He is so courageous, and he brought the life to the Israelites.
在诗篇呢，四十篇三节这里说，他使我口唱新歌，就是赞美我们神的话，许多人必看见而惧怕，并要倚靠耶和华。
We look in Psalms chapter 40 verse 3. It says, He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him.
当我们生命中经历了神的这样的奇妙作为的时候，我们用这个赞美，用这个诗歌去把一切他配得的去归给他，是很自然的事情。
When we've experienced the grace of the Lord and the miracles he has made, it is only natural for us to sing and praise him.
我们赞美神，这个赞美是什么呢？
What does it mean to praise?
不是去奉承他，不是把一些这个夸大的话去说给他听。
It is not to exaggerate and upsize him.
也不是我们自己感动，不是一个空洞的情绪的高涨。
And it is not just our emotions.
而是真正的去认识神，把他自己，我们的神是什么样的，去表达出来，真实的去表达出来，这就是赞美。
But it is to know the Lord and really express what he truly is.
在哥罗西书三章十六节这里说，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
Let the message in Colossians 3:16, it says, Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts.
在你过往的经历里面，在你的记忆里面，你容易记住的是什么呢？是那些苦痛的经历，是那些受的委屈，受的那些不公平的待遇呢？还是更多的是积极的、美好的、正面的神赐给你的恩典呢？
In your experience, in your memory, what do you remember more? Do you remember more all the injustices, all the misery in your life, or do you remember all the good things that the Lord has done for you and the joyful moments?
我自己呢，是很容易看到负面的东西。
Personally, I see into the negative side a lot.
但是，神要让我们去赞美他。
But the Lord wants us to praise Him.
让我们去记住他的恩典。
To remember His grace.
其实，当我们去更客观的回看的时候，神他的美善是远远超过我们所遇到的那些这个苦痛。
And if we observe in retrospect, His glory and the good He has done is so much more than all the misery that we have around us.
对，我想让弟兄姐妹每一个人，你现在就想一想，只想一件事情，在你过往的人生里面，神有没有这样的恩典在你的身上？就想一件事情，很具体的事情。
So now I want all you brothers and sisters to think of one, just one thing in which the Lord has aided you in.
然后去赞美他。
And to praise Him for that beautiful thing He has given you.
我们来到今天讲到的第二个部分。
Let's go to section two.
诗歌启示神是谁。
The song reveals who the Lord is.
我们一起来读第六节。
Let's read verse six.
耶和华啊，你的右手施展能力，显出荣耀。耶和华啊，你的右手摔碎仇敌。
Your right hand, Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy.
耶和华神有右手吗？
Does the Lord have a right hand?
耶和华他是这个右手比左手更灵巧更有力量的吗？
Does God have a more powerful right hand than the left hand?
这个地方呢用的是一个拟人的修辞手法 personification.
Here, personification is used.
以色列人在他们的文化里面呢，右手呢是象征着力量的。
In the Israelite culture, right hand demonstrates power.
在这里呢，用一个这个拟人的手法呢，去赞美，去描述耶和华神他的能力，他的荣耀。
And here it personifies the Lord to describe His power and His abilities.
然后我们一起来读十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
耶和华啊，众神之中谁能像你？谁能像你至圣至荣，可颂可畏，施行其事
？Who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders?
这个时候，我们看到这里居然提到一个众神。
And here it mentions gods.
那么到底有多少神呢
？So we may ask, how many gods are there?
其实只有一位创造主真神，就是耶和华神。
But this is just saying that we only have one God.
但是在这里呢，因为以色列人、希伯来人，他们原本生活在埃及地，埃及是一个拜偶像、拜众神的一个国度。
But because the Israelites and the Hebrew people lived in Egypt for so long, and since they praised so many idols in Egypt,
甚至在古代世界呢，各个民族都是拜很多的神的。
And this includes many other ancient cultures praising multiple gods.
在这里呢。是说耶和华众神之中，在这些所有的偶像、这些假神里面，谁能像你呢？没有，你是完全超越的。
And this verse is to say that, Lord, who out of all these little gods are above you? No, none of them.
然后这里呢，是特别有一个词是圣。
And one special word is holiness.
有的时候中文的翻译的圣洁。
And, the translation sometimes might be.Holiness, cleanliness.
好像这个关注点在那个洁上面。
And the focal point is on the cleanliness part of it.
好像呢是表示它是非常的干净的，或者说在道德上非常高尚的。
And it's almost as if it wanted to describe the Lord as, pristine and above morally.
但是呢，这个希伯来文这个圣呢，在这里呢。他的关注点是在分别上面，是在完全不同的上面。
But the focus of the word holiness in Hebrew is on the fact that it's completely different.
这里说耶和华神是至圣的，他是跟人是完全的这个分开的，是跟这个被造物完全分开的，跟那些假神是完全分开的。他是宇宙的创造主，跟这个。整个的被造的宇宙是完全的分开的，是不一样的。
This is to say that the Lord is different, that He is completely separate from everything He has created, whether it be the people or the world.
这就是我们说的分别为圣。
And here we say separation is holiness.
我们一起来读十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
你凭慈爱领了你所赎的百姓，你凭能力引他们到了你的圣所。
In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling.
前面赞美的是神的能力。
Previously, what was praised was the Lord's power.
他是这样的超越。
He was so above.
是跟人呢，是分别的。
He was so separate from people.
给人的感觉呢，是距离感，甚至是一种敬畏的感觉。
And it gives us the feeling of distance.
但是马上呢，这里的赞美呢，是赞美他的慈爱。
But next, here it praises the Lord for his love.
这样一个连整个宇宙都没有办法承载他、局限他的创造主，居然关心他的子民。
And that a God that's not limited by the universe can love his people.
亲自的带领他们这个离开，被奴役的埃及地，要去这个应许之地。
And to personally lead and free his people, the Israelites, from the Egyptians.
而且这个爱这个词呢，在希伯来文里面是那种非常的忠实的、非常长久的、非常靠得住的那种爱。
And this love in Hebrew is one that's of loyalty and one that lasts forever.
在以赛亚书十二章二节这里说：“看哪，神是我的拯救。”我要依靠他，并不惧怕，因为主耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他也成了我的拯救。
If we skip to Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, we see that surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord Himself, is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation.
所以我们在这个赞美的诗歌里面，我们就看见他描述的神的真实的情况，好像是。甚至是已经到了神学的这样的一个水平。
We see that the description within these songs of praise elevates the Lord to a theological degree.
我们一起来读第十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
耶和华必作王，直到永永远远。
The Lord reigns forever and ever.
这个王这个词呢，给我们的感觉好像就是他必须是一个人类，必须是一个统治者。然后这个王呢，他好像有正面的想法，有的时候我们又觉得他可能是一个独裁者，是个暴君，他是不是高高在上？
We see reigns, and who reigns is usually a king or a lord, and sometimes we see this as a powerful king that rules over people, and sometimes we can also see this as a dictator or oppressive king.
但在这里呢，这个希伯来文的词呢，本来是一个动词，就是统治和治理的意思。
But originally in Hebrew, this is a verb, and this means to control and to organize.
这个呢也让我们联系到我们讲神的国度，这个 God's kingdom, 好像我们感觉是一个地理的概念，空间的概念。
And this also makes us think of the Lord's kingdom, which is a physical and geographical symbol.
神的国或者说天国。到底在哪里？
Where is the Lord's kingdom?
是在天上还是在地上？
Is it in the sky or is it on land?
是在美国还是在中国？
Is it in America or is it in China?
跟这个没有关系。
It has nothing to do with this.
神的国或者这个马太福音叫做天国，指的是神他掌权、他治理的那种状态。
The kingdom of the Lord, and as described in Matthew,The kingdom in heaven is a state of being ruled by the Lord.
在这个出埃及记这里呢，说耶和华必作王，直到永永远远。
In Exodus, we see it says the Lord reigns forever and ever.
一起来读二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
亚伦的姐姐女先知米利暗手里拿着鼓，众妇女也跟着她出去拿鼓跳舞。
Then.Miriam the prophet, Aaron's sister, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women followed her with timbrels and dancing.
这种对耶和华神的赞美是由衷的，是由内而外的，是发自内心的。
This kind of praise to the Lord goes from inside out. It comes from the heart.
而且甚至是 在这里呢，不是一个人的活动，而是这个一个群体性的啊，这个大家都在参与的一个敬拜。
And more than that, this is not an individual praise. This is the whole community praising the Lord.
我们再来读二十一节。
Let's read verse 21.
米利暗应声说：“你要歌颂耶和华，因他大大战胜，将马和骑马的投在海中。”
Miriam sang to them, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and the driver he has hurled into the sea."
当你赞美神的时候，你不需要像是赞美一个政治上的独裁者去说一些很夸大的话去奉承他。
When you praise the Lord, you don't have to exaggerate his power like you have to exaggerate the power of a dictator and to inflate their egos.
你就是原原本本的真实的去描述神是什么样的，他做了什么样的事情就足够了。
All you have to do is describe who he is and what he has done.
那么我想问大家，在你过往的生命里面，有什么事情你是想要用这个赞美去描述神他是什么样子的
？Brothers and sisters, when in your life did you want to use praise to describe the Lord?
他是有力量的吗
？Is he powerful?
他是慈爱的吗
？Is he loving?
啊，你要用你的语言去把这样的赞美和感谢去归给他。
You ought to return this.Praise in the shape of song.
我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分。
Let's go to section three.
从红海到马拉。
From the Red Sea to Mara.
我们一起来读二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
摩西领以色列人从红海往前行，到了舒尔的旷野，在旷野走了三天，找不着水。
Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days, they traveled the desert without finding water.
他们从看见耶和华神分开红海那样的神迹，到现在过了多久呢
？From when they saw the miracle of the Lord separating the Red Sea, how long has it been?
其实只有三天的时间。
There has really only been 3 days.
他们之前呢要过红海的时候遇到的问题是水的问题，是水太多太深。太宽的问题。
And previously, they came to the issue of water, how there was too much water, there was a raging river in front of them.
他们过了三天之后又遇到水的问题。
And 3 days later, they came across a water issue again.
这水的问题呢是没有水可以喝的问题。
But this time, it was the fact that they were deprived of drinking water.
这里说的呢是他们在旷野之中，这个旷野呢可能是沙漠或者是半沙漠的这样的一个区域，他们找不到水。
And here it describes them as being in a wilderness, and it could be a desert or just a very barren place where they're walking around and cannot find water.
这个是不是一个问题呢
？Tell me, is this an issue?
其实是问题。
Yeah, believe it or not.
人这个长时间的这个没有摄取这个水分呢？就会脱水，就会影响到这个健康，甚至有生命的危险。
After not drinking water for a while, you will get dehydrated as a person, and you will most likely come into health problems.
这时候，以色列人他们注意力的焦点在什么地方呢
？In here, where is the focus of the Israelites?
在困难，在问题上面。
They focus on the problem, on the difficulties.
他们的态度是什么样的呢？他们的态度是埋怨，是苦读。是找一个替罪羊。
And what is their attitude right now? Their attitude is to look for a scapegoat, to be bitter, and to complain.
我们一起来读二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
到了马拉，不能喝那里的水，因为水苦，所以那地名叫马拉。
When they came to Mara, they could not drink the water because it was bitter, and that's why the place is called Mara.
这个马拉这个词在希伯来文里面 ，mara 就是苦的意思。
In Hebrew, the word mara means bitter.
他们到了那里找到水没有？找到了。
When they were in the wilderness, did they find water? Yes, they did find water.
结果他们找到这个水能不能喝呢？不能喝。
But this was not potable water.
为什么呢？我们分析呢，应该是这个水啊，可能是地下水、泉水，是这个里面有比例比较高的矿物质的。
And we think that this is because there's a high amount of mineral content within this water coming from underground.
这个不是我们喝的这个矿泉水，这个 mineral water.
And these minerals are not the mineral water you drink.
有的时候有微量的一些对人有益的矿物质呢，对人的健康是有好处的。
With a little bit of minerals, sometimes it's good for your health.
但在这里呢，这个水，它这个矿物质太多，不知道什么矿物质，不光是口味是很苦，而且喝下去呢，可能对人身体是有很大的伤害。
And in this case,the water was so concentrated in these minerals that not only was it bitter, but that it could have actually been harmful to them.
就好像我们不可以喝海水一样，海水里面也是因为过量的矿物质对我们的身体是有害的。
It's like how we can't drink ocean water. It also has a lot of minerals that could be harmful.
那么这些以色列人他们好痛苦啊，好绝望啊！他们三天他们找不到水喝，结果终于找到了水，却不能够喝。
So now these Israelites were in utter misery. They're looking for water for days on end. They can't find water, and finally they found water, but it's bitter.
这时候不光是水苦，他们的心里呢更苦。
And here it's not the water that's the bitterest. It's in fact their hearts.
我们中文里面呢也经常用苦去描述这种心理的或者是一种生活的状态，一种困境。
In China, we also use the term bitter to describe difficulties in our lives.
我们说困苦、痛苦、苦难都用苦这个词在里面。
It's basically the same word in English.
Yes, yeah.你心里面有这种苦的感觉吗？
Do you have this bitterness in your heart?
有没有什么事情，不管是现在的还是过去的，让你想起来的时候就觉得是苦的？
Whether it be in the present or in the past, whenever you think of it, makes you feel bitter?
这时候以色列人他们选择这个怎么样去面对这个问题呢？
And how does the Israelites choose to deal with this problem?
他们要找人埋怨。
They need to grumble and they need to blame.
百姓就向摩西发怨言，说我们喝什么呢？
And these people complained to Moses, and what are we going to drink?
这已经不是第一次他们去埋怨摩西了。
This is not the first time they blame Moses.
他们在面对前面有红海，后面有追兵的时候，他们对摩西也是埋怨他。
When they were being chased by the Egyptians, they were also, complaining about Moses.
他们说难道在埃及地没有坟墓，我们你要带我们到这个地方来死吗？
They ask, is it because there's not enough graves in Egypt that you have to lead us here to die?
然后说谁让你把我们要从这个奴役之下解放出来的，我们做奴隶其实挺好的。
And they even say,who asked you to free us from slavery? In fact, we were pretty well off being slaves.
哎呀，摩西的心里也苦啊。
The heart of Moses is also so bitter.
想这个耶和华神啊，我跟你说过，我这个不行啊，我是拙口笨舌的人，你非要让我去带领以色列人出埃及。
He might be thinking to the Lord that, Lord, I can't do this. You know, I am a person who's slow of tongue. I can't do this.
那么这个摩西呢，他的关注点，你要看他的这个关注点的方向，他这个，他不是在这些人，这些以色列人多讨厌，多可恶。
And now we see that Moses, his focal point isn't necessarily on how annoying his people, the Israelites are, and how much of an issue they could be.
他也不是说，哎呀，这个三天没有水，这个水还是苦的，这个问题呢，有多么的困难，多么的严重。
And his focal point is also not...on how serious the issue of not having drinkable water is for 3 days.
他的这个注意力的方向在哪里？
And where is his focus?
在耶和华神那里。
His focus is on Lord.
他这个英文说 cried out, 这个是甚至是哭喊出来的。他这个哭喊出来，他不是对着这些埋怨他的人去哭喊。
And in English, it says cried out. And when it says cried out,He is basically bursting into tears. And this crying out isn't towards his people in blame.
他也不是向着那个喷涌这个苦水的那个泉眼去哭喊。
And he's also not crying out and lashing out at the bitter water fountain.
他是向耶和华哭喊。
But he cries out to the Lord.
这个是正确的。
And this is correct.
当我们遇到这样的苦痛的时候，我们哪怕是哭喊，也要向着神去哭喊。
When we face bitterness, even if we were to cry, we must cry out to the Lord.
我们一起来读25节。
Let's read verse 25.
摩西呼求耶和华，耶和华指示他一棵树，他把树丢在水里，水就变甜了。
Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became fit to drink.
有的弟兄姐妹呢，就研究说，哎，这是一棵什么样的树？
And some of the brothers and sisters tried to do an investigation on what kind of tree this was.
这个树呢，为什么放在这个苦水的这个泉水里面呢？水就变甜，这个化学的原理是什么？
How did they put this piece of wood into the water and suddenly make this highly mineral water, drinkable? What is the property of this?
这个我们从圣经里面学习到什么样的功课？以后遇到苦水，我们是不是要去找这样的树来放在这个水里面？
What is the lesson we're supposed to learn here? Are we trying to figure out what kind of wood this is so that we could put it in bitter water?
这个不是这个经文想要教导我们的。
No, no, no. This is not the point.
这是一个神迹。
This is a miracle.
这是神的工作。
This is a work of the Lord.
神可以用一棵树把这个水变甜。
He could use a tree to make this water drinkable.
神也可以拿一块石头说把它扔进水里面，水就变甜了，也是可以的。
He could also throw a stone into the water and make it drinkable.
你想，这个以色列人他们三天前刚刚经历了什么？
Think about it. What did the Israelites experience 3 days ago?
他们经历了在那样危急的关头，神居然把这个大海分开了，让他们走干地过去。
They experienced the fact that the Lord split the ocean for them to safely walk across when they were in danger.
但是只过了三天，他们就已经忘记了神他是怎么样的一个神。
And to think that in merely 3 days, they had forgotten what the Lord was capable of.
他们刚刚赞美过神，他是那样有能力的神。
And to be praising how powerful the Lord was 1 second.
他们在这里是不是会怀疑神是不是还有那样的能力？
And questioning whether or not he still has that power the next.
他们刚刚赞美过神是一个充满慈爱的神，而且这个爱我特别讲这个词呢，是那种长久的，是那种忠诚的爱。
A moment ago, they were just praising the Lord for his love and how faithful it was.
他们现在是不是还相信神依然爱他们？
Are they still wondering whether or not the Lord is loving them at this moment?
那么神如果能够解决红海的水的问题，在这里一样可以解决这个苦水的问题。
If the Lord can solve the issue of being stuck by the Red Sea, can he also solve the issue of having drinkable water?
而且呢，神呢并没有说是从另外一个源头给他们这个甜的水。
And the Lord didn't give them drinkable water via other means either.
而是同样的这个水原本是苦水，神就把它变成了甜水。
But it's the fact that he turned the water that was once not drinkable into water that is drinkable.
本来我们喝的这个饮用水呢，一般是没有味道的。
Usually when we drink water, it's odorless and tasteless.
但是在这里呢，神不光是把苦水变成不苦的水，而是变成了甜水。
But here the Lord not only turned the bitter water into drinkable water, but into sweet water.
我们一起来读26节。
We read verse 26.
我耶和华是医治你的神。
I am the Lord who heals you.
医治你的，这个地方呢，其实是神他启示呢。他的另外一个名字给我们。
Here, the Lord is telling the people his other name.
这个地方呢，还可以有别的翻译，就是耶和华拉法。
Another translation would be Jehovah Laphan.
Sort of.
Yeah. Okay.
那么这个地方呢，这个神是启示他一个名字给我们知道，而且呢，这个是告诉我们。这个名字，这个名字在这个希伯来语里面，希伯来的文化里面是告诉我们一个人他的本质，他的一个特性的一个情况。
The Lord here is presenting us with another name for himself. And in Hebrew, a name describes the person.
Nature.
The nature and the essence of a person.
那么这个时候呢，耶和华启示另外一个名字给我们知道，叫做耶和华拉法，意思是耶和华医治。而且这个医治呢，是一个从时态上来说是一个一般现代时的，就是他总是做医治的工作的，或者说你可以翻译成耶和华是医治的神。
And the name Jehovah Laphan means that Jehovah heals, and you can also interpret this as a healing Lord.
在诗篇34篇8节这里说，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
In Psalms chapter 34 verse 8 it says, Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him.
在你的当前的生活里面有没有这样一滩苦水？
In your current lives, do you have a container of bitter water?
有的弟兄姐妹呢，最近生病了，他感冒咳嗽，甚至肺部呢有了积水。
Some of our brothers and sisters are sick right now, and they even have fluid build up in their lungs.
这是不是一滩苦水？
Is this a big jug of bitter water?
有的弟兄姐妹呢，要做一个政府机关的一个手续，本来一两个星期就应该做好的，已经两个多月了，都还拖在那里，这是不是一滩苦水？
And some of our brothers and sisters have to go through certain government processes, which was supposed to take a week or two, but it's been 2 months and it still hasn't been accomplished. Is this a tank of bitter water?
有的弟兄姐妹呢，非常忠心的工作，结果呢被别人诬陷。不得不呢要走法律的程序为自己辩护，这是不是一滩苦水？
And some of our brothers and sisters who are working so hard but face legal issues and have to defend themselves in court, is this a tank of bitter water?
有的弟兄姐妹呢，这个从小到带着小孩子去教会一起敬拜，结果孩子长大了成年以后呢却离开了信仰，你一直为他担心，这是不是一滩苦水？
AndThose brothers and sisters who raise their kids in the church, and when they grew up, they left them. Is this a tank of bitter water?
在我们的这个财务方面，在我们的健康方面，在我们的人际关系方面，在我们的家庭里面，你有没有这样一滩苦水？
In our families, in our workplaces, in our lives, do you have that tank of bitter water?
问题的关键是你的这个注意力聚焦在这个问题上面，在这个上痛苦上面，甚至是在要去埋怨的别人上面，还是在神他自己身上。
The key point is, where is your focus? Is it on the misery? Is it on the difficult times? Or is it on the Lord?
我们来总结一下今天学到的功课。
Let's make a summary.
首先呢，救赎带来诗歌。
Primarily, redemption gives us a song.
我们要去真实的去描述神，他是什么样的神，他做了什么样的事情，在我们的生命里面，这个就是赞美。
We have to realistically and accurately describe who the Lord is and what he has done in our lives.
当我们赞美的时候呢，我们就更加的认识神是谁。
And when we praise him, we get to know him better.
诗歌呢，启示神是谁给我们。
The praises tells us who the Lord is.
那么我们在过往的年日里面，我们经历过神的恩典，我们知道神的这个美善，但是当我们遇到新的挑战，遇到困难的时候，我们常常会忘记了。
And over the years, we see what the Lord has done and the beautiful things he has brought to our lives. But when we face difficulties, it's almost as if we forget.
当神呢，分开了红海，仅仅三天之后，以色列人他们来到这个苦水边，他们又开始抱怨，他们又开始痛苦，他们看不到希望。
Merely 3 days after the miracle at the Red Sea, the Israelites starts complaining again.
但是在苦水边呢，神他说他是医治者，他是医治我们的神。
But once again, next to the bitter water, the Lord tells us that he is the healing Lord.
那么我想挑战大家。
Now, I give all of you a challenge.
选一处你生命中的苦水。
Find one place where bitter water lies in your life.
是一件你最想要埋怨的事情。
And it's one thing that you just want to blame and groan about.
你每一天想到这个事情的时候，你都恨不得要骂人。
one that makes you want to lash out and curse everything.
你为他呢之前是忧虑的。
You've been worried about it.
那么我想挑战你，在你为他忧虑之前呢，你先大声的向神唱出我们等会儿要背的这个经文，就是出埃及记的十五章二节。
Now I challenge you to, when you do want to groan about it and complain about it, you sing this verse, which is chapter 15, verse 2.
在你每一次感觉痛苦，感觉想要埋怨别人，甚至想要这个说脏话的时候，你先来背这节经文。
Every time you want to be bitter, you want to lash out, and you just want to curse people.
我们一起来背十五章二节。
Let's read.
我们读三遍，三遍之后又考试。
Read it three times and then test your memorization.
耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。
The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation.The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Exodus 15:2.
准备好了吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
Now recite this to the person next to you.
Alright,
that was an easy recital. Let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠，使我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, Jesus and Holy Spirit, we thank you.
主啊，你在我们生命中有恩典，也有不同的生命阶段的试炼。
Lord, the graces that you have given to our life.And all the difficulties.
你曾经在我们的生命里面有这样甜美的回忆，但是我们常常会忘记。
You have given us such beautiful and sweet memories, but we often forget.
我们关注的焦点呢，常常在这个问题、困难、挑战、在痛苦上面。
Our focal point often shifts over to the bitterness, the misery, and difficulties of our lives.
我们遇到这样的问题的时候。我们常常想要去埋怨别人。
And when we face these issues, we often try to blame people for it.
主啊，求你让我们随时的把我们的目光，把我们的注意的焦点转向你。
So Lord, allow us to, at any time, shift our focus onto you.
让我们向你呼求，让我们向你哭喊。
And allow us to call out to you and cry out to you.
啊，你是耶和华拉法，你是医治我们的神。
Lord,You are the healing God.
主啊，愿意你就让我们活在赞美和喜乐里面。
And allow us to live in happiness.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, we thank you. Your children pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.